Okay, we're going to start the discussion of Kli Rishon, etc. Whenever we talk about anything, someone throws in a discussion, but isn't it a Kli? So we haven't spoken about it yet. So let's just give a little background. Obviously, oftentimes when we talk about Bishul, we're talking about Kli Rishon Agabe Ha'esh. That's the typical case. I have a pot, it's on the fire, that's what I cook in. What if I take the pot off the fire, and then I take a frying pan, I put it on the fire, I heat it up, take it off the fire, crack an egg in it, fry the egg. Is a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabe Ha'esh Mevasho? So as you'll see, we assume that in fact Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabe Ha'esh is also Mevasho. And then we have to go to lower levels. Next thing is what's called... Seriously. All these Chassidim and Patty. Don't believe what we're getting. So again, we start with the Kli Rishon Al Gabe Ha'esh. Next step is Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabe Ha'esh. The next step is Iroi Kli Rishon. Right? I take
the Kli Rishon.
And I pour it onto something. Right?
Lach, supposedly.
What?
Has to be lach.
Not necessarily. It could be a dove or gush.
So you can pour a solid on it, Amit?
I have coleslaw. I jump my chulant on top of it.
Is that schnitzel is actually better.
What?
Schnitzel is
a better. You're saying a better taste?
No, just because it's real cooking after. I mean,
what?
The breadcrumbs get cooked
itself. I was assumed that by the schnitzel ain't bishel achra bishel, because my schnitzel has been cooked before, as opposed to my coleslaw has not been cooked. Okay. So that would be Iri Kli Rishon, probably a more standard case of Iri Kli Rishon, which says is pouring water onto tea leaves. That would be more lemaisa, but technically it could be solid as well. So that would be Iroi Kli Rishon, right? Next it would be Kli Sheni, right? If I take something, I take my soup and I take my water and I pour it into a cup, and then I put something into it, I put the tea bag into that, that would be a Kli Sheni. And the next thing would be a Kli Shlishi, which arguably would be if I take my soup, pick it up with a ladle, and then take the ladle and put it into a soup bowl.
Ladle is a Kli Sheni.
Right, so we'll discuss whether a ladle is its own Kli, but assuming it would be, the ladle will be the Kli Sheni and it'll be a Kli Shlishi. Or if you go to camp, and they serve you chicken soup in camp, they took all the chicken soup and they put it into these bowls that they bring to the table, and then you take it from there, so that's clearly a Kli Shlishi, right? You got a big bowl of chicken soup sitting in the kitchen someplace, they go out to little bowls which go on each table. And from there, you scoop it on, put it into the bowls. That's clearly a Kli Shlishi, right? So the question in all of these things are they hot enough that they could be mevashel? Is Kli Rishon, etc., etc. That's what we're going to discuss probably through the rest of this week. And we'll start today with Kli Rishon and Iroi Kli Rishon. And we'll build our way up or down, depending on how you're looking at it. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, it's actually not a Gemara, it's a Mishnah, if you have some sort of pot, and it was on the fire, and I took it off the fire, I should not pour into there. Stay away from the glass. I should not pour into their spices. What?
Is that a Klisheni, maybe?
Is it Bavashel? So this is a typical case where we said a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabe Ha'esh. I was cooking something, right? I was cooking a pot of whatever. Now I take it off. Now I want to spice it. So is that assuming that the spice was raw beforehand? Would that be a problem? Okay, because this is a Kli Rishon Shelo Al Gabe Ha'esh. Mishnah says absolutely it's a problem. Lo yitem atochen tavlin. You cannot spice it when it came right off the fire. Just like I couldn't spice it on the fire, I can't spice it if it's in the same pot when I took it off the fire. However, if I take it out of the pot and I put it, let's say, on the plate, then I could spice it. So he is disagreeing with this. He says, unless we're talking about vinegar or brine, different story. So again, let's just look at the Tanakhama in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama seems to be saying clearly that a Kli Rishon is Mevashel, but a Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. Because if I just took the part off the water, off the fire, I can't put something in it, because it would be Mevashel. However, if I took it out of this first container and I put it into the second container, then I can't spice it, because it's not Mevashel. So Tosfos wants to know, well, you skipped a step. Right? We said that the levels were Kli Rishon al Gabei Eish, Kli Rishon Shelo al Gabei Eish, Iroi Kli Rishon, and then Kli Sheni. So I know from here that Kli Rishon is problematic. I know Kli Sheni is not problematic, but where does Iroi Kli Rishon fit in? So that's Tosfos' discussion. I'm getting in the Iroi Kli Rishon is an important question. As we said, for tea, we'll have to discuss, etc. There are things that are Iroi Kli Rishons. Also, before we discuss this, I'm just going to fill you in on another piece of information. Much of what we're discussing here is not only related to Shabbos, but other cases as well. And in fact, in this case, it might be more related. Where else does this come up? Basar b'chalav. If I have a milchik plate and I put hot meat on it, does that make problems for the plate? Does it make problems for the meat? Or another step is I want to kosher my countertop for Pesach. So how do you kosher a countertop? So what are you going to do with the boiling hot water?
Meryl steams it. She has a steamer that she steams it.
Okay. So before Meryl went 21st century,
oh, okay.
What did she used to do? I assume she took a chinic.
Yeah, they heated the water with a rock, right, until it was red hot, whatever.
That's kosher.
Right.
That's
only if you're kashering the pot.
So there
actually was a classic New York case. I'll talk a little law here. So New York has the kosher laws that prisoners are entitled to kosher food. Not all states have that, but New York has it. Out of curiosity, does anyone know who was the original inmate that fought for that right? Mayor Kahana. Little known pieces of information. So under it, all inmates in New York are entitled to kosher food. We would be probably happier if they just wouldn't admit that they were kosher, kept kosher, or they were Jewish and just kept their mouths quiet and ate treif.
It's not necessarily Kiddush Hashem, you're saying.
Right. So listen to this one. One Pesach, I think it was in Otisville, which is a place that has both Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfard Minyanim, and also has multiple daf yomis throughout the day. Speaking of great Kiddush Hashems, so they were koshering the kitchen for Pesach, and every time they tried to heat the brick would explode under the heat. So finally the mashgiach said, it's genug. You don't have to heat the brick. It's okay, it's kosher without it. So one of the inmates says, I'm machir, if you don't, I demand to be let out for Pesach if you can't get the kosher straight. The New York courts paskin l'kula. They were makel in this case. I think it might have been a published opinion, though, I say with a heavy heart. So, I'm sure someone will look it up tomorrow. So the Kahana one, though, is definitely published. So the question is, by taking the hot water and pouring it on the counter, what is that? How will you define that? Is that Kli Rishon? Is it Kli Sheni? What is it?
It's Iroi Kli Rishon.
Iroi Kli Rishon, correct. That's the question we're talking about. If Iroi Kli Rishon is Mevashel, then I can kasher with it. If Iroi Kli Rishon is the same as a Kli Sheni and it's not Mevashel, I can't kasher with it. Right? So again, this isn't just a Hilchos Shabbos question. This is going to affect Hilchos Kashrus. Right? The same idea. If I pour my hot cocoa onto a steak by accident, right? What's going on? Let's say the opposite case. I'm walking, I figure I'm going to get myself a nice dinner. So first I go to High Point and I get ice cream, then I go to Parkbrook, I'm going to get myself, and one falls on the other, pinkle hop, you know, as I'm walking down the road there. So is that a problem? So that's the same question. Iroi Kli Rishon. Is Iroi Kli Rishon the same din as a Kli Rishon? Or is Iroi Kli Rishon as a din of a Kli Sheni? So Tosfos asked that question. So you think that there's two possibilities.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Ha! You're wrong. There are three. Tosfos says there are three possibilities. Avol no se nuga tocha ka'ara mehacha lekva megdak the Iroi Kli Sheni. He said, "This is not a proof. This Gemara that ir is like a kli sheni. Right? The fact that if I put it into a kli sheni, into a kli sheni, it's not mevashel. That doesn't mean that ir is the same thing. If you can tell it's like kli sheni, he should have said." I can't take the spice and put it into the chicken soup that came off the silver thing, but I can take the chicken soup and pour it onto the spice. If Iroi Kli Rishon was like a Kli Sheni, I could have said it that way, and that would have indicated, but I don't say it that way. I say you can't put it into the pot.
The definition, but if you do that, you have to put the spice in the Kli Sheni. Now you're irui into a
cliché. Right, so again, instead of saying that I have to put it into a cliché and then I can put the spice in, he should have said it would have been a bigger chiddush. I could keep the spice into the cliché and then pour it in.
These people don't cook. I'm telling you, that's just not how it works.
Not at this point, they don't.
They totally don't.
Well, again, how many people have ever made hot cocoa in their lives? Okay. Do you first put in the water or do you first put in the mix?
First the mix. you
mean on Shabbos? No, I mean Tuesday.
I put in the mix and then you add the hot
then
water.
Then you add the hot water.
Coffee. How do you make coffee? You pour in the coffee.
Or milk.
You add the hot water.
Right, so I think that there are people out there who do it that way. There are people who also put first the water and then the mix and mix it in. Right?
Yes.
So therefore, this isn't so ridiculous, right? You could first put in the spice and then the soup. You put the soup and the spice. There's a difference.
If you're cooking soup, it's different than cooking.
It doesn't have to be soup. It doesn't have to be hot cocoa.
Got it.
Now you feel better? Good, it's hot cocoa.
No, I don't feel better.
Esk is into hate. Enjoy. Right? So Tosfos says that if really Iroi Kli Rishon was like a Kli Sheni, I could have said bigger chiddush by saying that I could put the spices in first. But it doesn't say that. Doesn't say it that way. So therefore, Rabbeinu Shmuel, Mevi Raya, the Iroi Kli Sheni, Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, thinks that Iroi Kli Rishon is the same thing as Kli Sheni, even though you don't see it from here. Mehod the Kaimon Tato Gavar. This has to do with, unwait, this is related to Chulin, when you have two things cooking, what does the taste on the bottom go up, or does the taste on the top go down? Heat rises, but what about taste? Does it rise or fall? So that's a discussion. That's a discussion. The Gemara, so without going too much into it, he thinks that's a raya, that Iroi is like Kli Sheni. Ulari near the Iroi Kli Rishon, but the Reed disagrees. The Reed says that in fact it's not like a Kli Sheni, it's like a Kli Rishon. So you think you had all the opinions already here.
What happens between the Kalim? Between the Kli Rishon and the Kli Sheni? Between those two, you have the pouring.
Right.
Well, what happens to that liquid? Let's talk about liquid for a second.
We're talking physics? What are we talking about?
No, what classification? Can that water cook once it's outside the Kli Rishon?
That's the question here. The question is
it's in the Kli Sheni? I mean, it's that.
Again, so if I wanted to be brisker about this, I'd say is taking it out of the Kli what cools it off, or is it hitting the cold surface of the Kli Sheni? That's what cools it off.
I would say it's pretty clear that it's coming out of the thing that was on the fire. Once you lift it up and you pour it out,
I don't know.
It's already cooler. And it
how much?
To cool. Well, that's what I'm asking. What's the status of that liquid? Between the first Kli and the second Kli.
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. That's exactly our question
is
here.
Is the Kli Sheni considered a suffix? In other words, we don't. It's not Kli Rishon, but it's not Kli Sheni. So it's.
Well, it's not a suffix. It's a Malchokas. We're gonna figure it out. Right. Not everything has to be a suffix. It's not quite kugel, but you know.
But I thought it's really, we don't know whether that's really cooking or not, so we say it's a...
Well, no, 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 it's a machokas. It doesn't mean we don't know. Some say this way, some say that way.
Okay.
Okay, so we have... So, saying it's a suffix is just going to get us into trouble. It's going to mean we're not going to be able to do it on Shabbos, A, and then we're not going to be able to kosher that way either. It's going to be a lose-lose. On Shabbos, I have to say maybe it's like a kli rishon, and then for kashering, I have to say maybe it's like a kli sheni. And then from Bosa B'chov, I'll say it's like a kli rishon. I'm just going to be into trouble.
Okay.
See, you just want to make life difficult for us.
No, I just
it's your fundamentalist right-wing ideas that you're forcing upon us that's leading us to this.
Okay, yeah.
I'm glad I got that off my chest. Right, so we have a machokas. The Rashbam says kli sheni, the Rish says kli rishon. Why does the Rish say kli rishon? So he says he has a raya mizvachim. Tana Rabbanah said, Tavusha bo, enli ela shabisha bo, ira latocha roseach minayin, Talmud lomer, bo yishaver. It says that, in fact, not only does something become treif through cooking, but even through iroi. So that makes it sound like iroi, pouring, and cooking, it's the same thing. Right? So therefore the Rish says, I want the iroi chashim mevasho. Sounds like the same thing. There's a fact, a Yerushalmi that talks about this case specifically. It says you can't put spices in and pour on it because that's considered mevashal. So therefore, that sounds like it's a kli rishon. So the Rish says, I don't get the Rashbam. It seems to be all the rayas are pointing to the fact to be a kli rishon. However, if we skip a little to the bottom, the last line, the Tosus gives his opinion. He says, "Venira, the iroi lo havi kli rishon, but lo havi kli sheni." What's left?
Between
el mevasho kade klipa.
Can you translate that?
I can. Want to see?
Yeah.
Here it goes. So what it means is as follows: that there are certain things that get cooked through and through. And there are other things that don't get cooked through and through. But it seems they get cooked and things that don't get cooked. But in between, there are things that the outer layer gets penetrated, but it doesn't penetrate the entire way. So, for example, let's say I have a piece of meat. And I cut it with a milchiglot knife. So, according to some opinions...
You're talking about a cooked piece of meat.
Yes. Okay, I have a nice steak. And I cut it with a milchiglot knife. Oy vey, what's the story now?
On the knife or the meat?
Was the meat hot?
It was hot.
Was the knife hot?
What? Now it is. No, so what's it in?
Hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Trafe.
So the answer is, it's a little bit more complex than this, but the assumption is that it's trafe, but only the area that surrounds the knife.
So if you cut off an inch of each side of the original cut...
Right. So again, that's not always true. It has to do with the size of the knife and the size of the meat. But definitely in some cases, there are definitely opinions that say that it only penetrates so much. So too...
It's a deli steak and you cut an inch off each side, you got no steak left.
Yeah, okay. This is being recorded, you know. And being sponsored by the Eastside Deli. So...
Just out of curiosity... The knife is cold.
Yes.
Even though the steak is hot.
Yes.
So
it was cold
before it hit the man's
head. Right.
I'm wondering if that helps in any way.
No.
Okay.
So that's the concept. There's something called kadei klipa, right? There's a certain amount. So the idea that Tosfos offers is that it only cooks the outer layer.
Okay.
So the question is that good news or bad news for us?
On the steak.
What? Forget this thing. How about Shabbos now?
Yeah, I think that's good news.
No, it's bad because it's the cooks. I don't care if it cooks the whole thing.
Right.
It cooks the top layer. If it's cooking, it's cooking.
Cooking is cooking is cooking. Correct. So we have here, so again, Tosa says, Ira Kli Rishon, three possibilities. Mevashel, like a Kli Rishon, not Mevashel, like a Kli Sheni, or Mevashel, a little bit, a Kidei Klipa. So how do we Paskin? Which way? So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Kli Rishon. Rama explains, HaKli Shemishtamish Bo Al-Esh, the original pot. Afilu Acha Shavir Me'al-Esh Mevashal. Even if I take it off the fire, it can still cook, even though it's not on the fire. Okay, we all agreed on that. That was the Mishnah. Kol Zmasha Yad Soledis. Of course, if I take it off the fire and I put it in the cabinet for a day or two, it's not going to be mevashal anymore. Also, it has to obviously maintain its heat.
But it's Yishani, even if it's Yad Soledis.
We'll get to that. Yisido. Lefichach also Ritei Retocho Tavlin. Aval Melach Mutar Ritei Retochon Kevim Shavira Me'al Eish Tzrichem Milcha Bishura Kevistra Detura. He said the salt, it needs more. It's very hard to cook salt. Right, so therefore you can put salt on, that's not going to be cooked. But anything else, you've got a problem with. Some people say, no. If I take this off, even if it's something like ox meat, which we all know is very difficult to cook, so they say, right? So in that case, even that's problematic, because it's going to cook a little bit. There are more comments. Haga. Okay, fine. He says, there are some people that won't even let you cook and put salt in a kli sheni. And if you did it, don't worry, b'di'avad, you can eat it, but you shouldn't have done it. So what do we see from the Macham and the Ramah about Irei Kli Rishon? Nothing. They don't bother tipping their hand one way or the other. The Mishnah Berurah says, I was curious about that. So he says as follows, Yad Soledis Bo, Avolim Eina Yad Soledis Bo, Afil Kli Rishon Eina Mevashal. Okay, that's what we said. V'imro Heviru Me'al Eish, Also Ritem Asocho Tavim, Afil Me'al Pachogam, Afil Daito Asakhtem Me'aher, Mishim Pentishkach Achis Vashom. Again, I've got nothing on that. So again, I have a concept of a Kli Rishon. Right? Kli Rishon, I know when it's not on the fire anymore, it still can cook. And in fact, Remachri could cook anything. Until it cools off, pass the Atzoletis, don't put anything in that pot. Okay, that's fine. Tosfos comments later on. No, so we'll skip that, though. So it's basically the same thing. Shulchan Aruch says, also ritein tavim bekar, v'alav saleh mekli rishon. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say here? Shulchan Aruch says, I'm not allowed to pour onto spices. So who is he following, the Shulchan Aruch? We have three choices. The Rashbam, the Ri, or Tosfos? He's clearly not following the Rashbam. What did the Rashbam say? The Rashbam said it's like a Kli Sheni. It's not Mevashal. According to the Rashbam, you'd be allowed to do this. Correct. So he's following either, he's not following the Rashbam. That's all what I know. I don't know if he's following Tosfos. I don't know if he's following the Ri. But he's not following the Rashbam. Now, again, I care which one it is for other issues.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because I want to know if I can kasher with it.
Okay.
And we'll have cases where Kedei Klipa might not bother me.
Okay.
The Taz comments, Laos Alei Me Kli Rishon, the Kaimalon Kirashi Rabbeinatan, the Iru Kli Rishon, Hainu Lachumra, Avalo Lakula, Kagola Hashi Kli Shere Hagola, Ay the Iru Kli Rishon, So he says that no, we're passing this way misafik. Shulchan Aruch isn't taking any choice. Rather, he's following the Paddy Zeitlin approach, where he's saying that I'm not sure. It might be like a Kli Rishon, therefore I can't. But you can't learn from there that I can therefore kasher based on it. That's the Taz's opinion. However, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't necessarily agree. Even though that it wouldn't cook in a kli sheni, So the Mishnah Berurah takes sides. Who's the Mishnah Berurah following? The Tosfos. He says it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa, that this isn't Lechumra, that's how we actually paskin. And this Machokas we paskin like the Tosfos. Clearly.
Can you state the Tosfos then again?
Tosfos are the being that only cooks the outer layer.
Okay.
Now that is important for the following case. Baby bottles. How do you warm baby bottles? Can I take a baby bottle on Shabbos and pour hot water on it? What would you say? Why not? What's the outer layer?
It's a bottle. So it sounds like you could.
It's the bottle, but not necessarily the milk.
What?
So it cooks the bottle, but
not the milk. So let me ask you this question. Could I take boiling water and put the bottle in that?
No.
You mean boiling water on the stove?
On the stove.
No.
Let's say I took the boiling water off the stove and now I put it in.
If it's still
Yatzalevsko,
you
can't.
Correct. It's still Yatzalevsko. If it wasn't Yatzalevsko, why would I be doing it? Right? That's the whole purpose of it. That should be Yatzalevsko. Right? So again, so Kli Rishon, I can't show Agabesh. But what about Ira Kli Rishon? So if I follow the Re, I can't. Because the same as putting it into the bottle, into the boiling water. If I follow Tosfos, though, I can. Because it's only coating the outer layer, so you can't cook a plastic bottle. There's no such thing in halacha.
Or glass.
I don't think they use those anymore. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, number 9. Mutter
Litein Bak. Baby bottles, don't you want it to be a little hot, but not to the point where it's burning? You wouldn't want Yatzalevsko. You wouldn't give the kid a Yatzalevsko.
I wouldn't recommend it, no.
Right, so
but still, so you're saying that you have to put it into boiling water?
I'm saying when it cools down past the Yatzalevsko, would be
that's the bottle, but not the water you're putting it in.
No, but
well, I need the water outside to be hotter, or else this isn't going to work.
Right. So he's saying that it seems to me that you're just warming the milk, and it's not Yatzalevsko.
Again, it may or may not be. I'm going to have to go and do it on the back of my. That's how they do it in the movies. Must be. No, that side. Thank you, doctor. Yeah, no, it's
much more numerous.
Okay, next kid.
Next girl.
Versteht sich. They make a different brand. It wasn't familiar.
I only know
we only came to.
That's right.
The other white meat.
Coke and Pepsi. So the Shmir Shabbos says, Mutter Litein Bakbuk HaMachil Chalav L'Toch Kli Reik La'aros Olav Mayim Rosum Afilu Mikli Rishon K'dei L'Chamin Es HaChalav. He says, you're allowed to pour boiling water directly onto it. If you put it into an empty pot, you pour on, not a problem. So the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasos is clearly following the opinion of Tosfos. Unless he could be holding of the opinion of Rashbam. But he isn't. But he's only a Tosfos. Because this idea, you might think, what's the difference? It's, if it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa or it's Mevashel the whole thing, you care because of this case. Because the Klipa is not something that is regulated by Bishul. And he explains in the footnotes, Ki ha'iri eino Mevashel Elo Kedei Klipa va'abakbuk omid b'mokom ha'kli. What's that sound? Kedei Klipa. Sorry, that's what I'm working with. Right, it's the bakbuk is the Klipa. Right. Sounds very Hasidish, the Klipas. Right? Right? Umotor asos afil kishachov eino roseach. So he said that absolutely is allowed. Now, of course, this begs the question, so how do we hold in terms of kashering? Is Kedei Klipa enough to kasher?
You're kashering the surface. You don't care what happens underneath the granite there,
right,
or deep inside the granite. You want the surface kosher so you can put your matzo on there.
So, Rabbi Willig, in his aptly named The Laws of Cooking and Warming Food on Shabbos.
Just came out.
Yep, out of the press. Pouring hot liquid onto cold food on Shabbos is prohibited as one is cooking the upper peel of food or the entire food. So he says that we don't follow the Rashbam, either Tosfos or the Ri. We do not follow the opinion of the Rashbam that pouring is like a klisheni, which does not cook for either the purposes of Shabbos or Kashrus. The Ramah seems a little like the Rashbam in a Kashrus case that the pouring of hot water over both meat and dairy utensils. So he holds that in general the Rashbam is rejected. If the Rashbam is rejected, so that is a Chumrah in terms of Shabbos, but it's a Kula in terms of Kashering. And therefore, the minhag is, I think this is true, that we do kasher by Irei Kli Rishon. We do that absolutely. People who are machra this, what do? How do they kasher that? So they keep a hot spit and they pour the water onto the hot spit right on top of the granite. And it reboils it as it hits it.
What's a hot spit?
Like a hot piece of metal.
Glowing red, yeah.
Right. Don't try this at home.
Right, what about a hot brick?
I think it's easier to keep metal hot than bricks.
Okay, okay.
Right, so that's the idea. So now, on the other hand, the Taz would not let you kasher that way. The Taz, who says with machmir both ways, he would hold that kashering by Eroi would not work. But my understanding is that
cooking, it cooks.
Right, it cooks there, it doesn't.
You can't do it for cooking and you can't do it for kashering.
So right. The Taz would use the spit method?
I don't know how he kashered. I don't know. I don't even know that he had a granite countertop. You know, I can't. You know,
I'm just covered
with the pin for it.
That's right.
He's not putting up for kashering. How would?
Right. So right. So again, so he would hold that kashering. You have to do it. Have to do it with the fire, blowtorch.
Or legal or something.
Blowtorch it.
When you say the Ramah holds like the Rashbam, and it's like cliching.
Right.
Does not have the ability.
So he's Makel in one case. So there's a discussion, and this is just a quote, in Kashrus. There's one place where he thinks that you could be Makel, that Ere would not make it into any problems.
So we're talking about, when it comes to Kashrus, we're talking about whether it's a problem, whether it's hot enough to become a problem. We're
right.
We're talking about Kashrus.
He's talking about trafing.
Right, he's talking about trafing, that if it pours on, it's not hot enough to be a thing to make a trade.
Right.
Like the
Rashbam. Right. That's a kula in that case. Now, okay, so these are the basics. We know what a Kli Rishon is. We know the Kli Rishon is Mevashel. We know it's Mevashel even Shaval Gabe Aish. And we know that Ere Kli Rishon is Mevashel, at least a Kadei Klipa. But Kli Sheni seems clear, is not Mevashel at all. So the question is, if Kli Sheni...
I don't know why that's clear. That's not clear to me.
Because you came late.
I'm sorry.
But before you came, we read the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says that you can't put spices into the pot, but if you take the stuff in the pot and you put it on the plate, then you can put the spices on.
Okay.
It's a Kli Sheni, it doesn't cook.
Right. So the question is, if that's really the rule, but Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, so what are we talking about Kli Shlishis for? What's the problems of making tea, etc.?
Right.
Once the Mishnah tells me a cliche to eat in Mevashel, game, set, match. Let's go home.
It's not
so we'll have to pick that up next time. So next time, now we've gotten through our Kli Rishons, our next stop is the cliche to understand why that shouldn't be the answer to all the world's problems.
So what the Kli Rishon, you take it off the fire, how long do you wait, or can you?
Yatzeletus.
Until it cools past Yatzeletus. Under 104 degrees, let's say. What?
104.
Well, what do you think?
That's not very hot, so lettuce, is it?
Really, that's hot.
You're saying it's hot or cool?
I thought it was hotter than that, yeah, so lettuce.
I thought it was much hotter than 117.
People go into the hot tubs that have a lot of temperature of 104.
That's fine, but that's because you're expecting it.
Right.
If you touched it. So again, that's
machul.
So we discussed previously there are different shittas. What Rishon Zalman Orbach says it's at least 113.
Right, that's better.
Right. Moshe though comes in lower.
What's boiling?
What? 212 last I checked.
212.
I mean in New York.
Yeah,
it boils lower.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's it. Those of us who live on ground level, at sea level, that's what we assume. Okay, so we'll pick this up next time.